Okay, Jess, you want to start us?
Am I reading this opening scene? Mm-hmm. I called my mom and I'm like, Mom, I'm so nervous. I'm still like a child. She's done this a lot more. All right, we will now begin our Health and Sex Education Curriculum Review Committee meeting. This meeting is being recorded. Today is January 17th, 2023. Committee members in attendance today are, can they say them? Mm-hmm. Okay. Jessica Moeller.
Mackenzie Stowell.
Suzanne Kimball.
Jason Scott.
John Taylor.
Andrea Mitchell.
Abby Marshall.
Jen Nash.
All right, we will now begin the discussion of our agenda items. Do you go through that or do I go through that?
Normally the chair does, but.
Okay, are we just going, do I go over the review norms?
So we're going to, wait. We're going to pull up our minutes, our last minutes that we had in October.
Okay.
And we'll review those.
Sorry, guys, that I don't know all these official things. And then do we need a motion to approve the minutes? Are you going to pull them up here, or are we mm-hmm. all just...
Yeah, oh, so here's right our minutes last time. Right here.
Okay. So do I just say I move to approve the minutes from our last meeting?
Or ask for somebody to approve them.
Okay. Well, somebody approve the minutes from our last meeting.
You're doing great, Jessica, honestly. It's a weird language.
It is a weird language. And it's been a long time since I've been on a board, so... All right. Will anyone
approve? I'll move to approve.
And I'll second it?
Yep.
All right, let's start by going over the article, The Benefits of Teen Abstinence, this one. Okay.
And this is one that I just put a highlighter out there if you want to highlight anything that we might want to discuss after reading this article. What do you guys meant to read this?
Could you give us a 2 seconds on how this is going to be used?
So this would just be, this can be instructional material if a teacher wants to read this as a class, or if they want to take portions of this, put it in a presentation, using this as a couple of the standards is benefit to teen abstinence. So that is what we promote throughout the sex ed unit. And then this is, goes through some reasons, benefits, as well as helps to maintaining abstinence as well. So this would just be used as a teacher guide, but could also be have the students read it based on the length of the article. That could be a practice as well. That would be okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're just fine. Actually, maybe just we just started reading this and I'm highlighting if there's anything that like why we wouldn't want to use.
Wouldn't.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So we just barely.
I think there's anything.
Right. So along with this article, I'm just holding that's okay. It comes from teenhelp.com, so we'll be going through also this website of vetting it as well. So thoughts on the article? Do we think this would be a beneficial tool to use in the classroom? At what extent do we want to only teachers to get full material from this, or can this be in the hands of students? Thoughts that way.
I think it's great for the classroom.
I like it.
I think so
too. I want to like take it home and then we can do that.
Yeah, teachers and students, I think.
Yeah. The numbers seem a little bit off to me, but I'm sure they're not. It just caught me. I mean, 50%, 58%, that's one out of two.
And
just in statistics.
Well, for sexually
active. Yeah, very beginning. Yeah, that's pretty eye-opening.
This is a national website.
Okay.
So this is a Utah base. We know our rates when it comes to sex and drug use is a little bit lower. Our with drug use is actually a lot lower than a national certain other states. I'm not actually surprised by that number, to be honest.
I've read that number also, like teaching it. It's been about 50% from what I've read too. So.
Do you know a number from Utah Conservative?
I don't have a number. I was they do like they have different type of surveys that go out, and it never brings in sexual activity. It's usually only like drug use.
Like the Sharp survey just focuses on.
Yeah,
drug
but
use
there's not. I haven't been able to find that. And I'm actually going to, just as we're having this conversation, I'm going to reach out to our state director to see if there is something in the hands. But, like, I know my students have never filled out anything or, you know, that, I've never seen that in my teaching career. And my career has only been here in Utah. So
According to the Salt Lake Tribune, in 2005, 55% of boys and 54% of girls in Utah.
And I guess this defines sexual activity, though, too, right? And in our classes, we actually define sex not as, not only as intercourse. So from the sound of it, sounds like this would be an article we'd be okay to have in the classroom. So let's head over to the screen for this teenhelp.com. It's actually targeted towards parents to help tools for parents. But I think this has some good information that as the teachers could pull from as well. It does cover mental, physical health. It pulls in substance prevention and social stuff. It has even just like a poor parents thing. But I want to turn to this like teens and sex and look at these topics here and see if there's anything where we wouldn't want to recommend this website. And I don't know, maybe would it be better? Let's see if I just email it to you guys, then you guys can go through the website. And I'm sorry about the agenda. It looks like only those who have Nevo accounts could even open it. So anytime I went to give you guys access, those who are clicking, it said I couldn't. And so from now on, it will be fixed. So I'm so sorry about that. So I'm just going to email this to you guys, and then let's see. Let's go to my last one I just sent you guys. I emailed you guys on the 10th. Or you can just go to teamhelp.com.
I just linked it on the
Okay. Sorry. We'll just do that. That'll be easier.
You just want us to look at the teen and sex portion of that?
Yeah, and if you want to, because those are the only that we truly have to like vet through for teachers and students. So yeah, let's have you go through that. And then if you want to go and go through other portions, you totally can. Right, and just like an issue we see, we don't here in Nevo, we don't teach abortion pills as a birth control. That hasn't been something that has been approved to share, and so this probably won't be, you know, a site we want to send students necessarily to, but it kind of does, because if teens want to go to it, because it's stated, you know, here on the article. So that was one of the concerns I had. But I think information-wise, for teachers to use as a resource for themselves for creating material, this can be a good site. Yeah. So just something to think about when it comes to this.
So you're saying that because it has this up here, you're nervous that kids will go to this site?
That I could see that some people saying that be an issue.
Can you take off the web address then?
yeah, that could be done. It is stated throughout the whole article.
Well, and I think that, we as educators can't give, like, we would put them on this site and say, okay, just peruse at will. Mm-hmm. But I think that teens, well, students in general, are going to find all sorts of sites on their own. And I guess the question is for the committee, do you feel okay that if that is written in the article and they were to go on their own, that it's going to a site that you feel comfortable with, even if we don't necessarily teach everything that's in the site? Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. That's the question.
I think that's kind of like a lot of websites. I may play a YouTube clip and they know it's from YouTube, but I'm not promoting everything that's on YouTube as a teacher.
Right.
And this has a lot of great information besides the abortion and then the teen sexual orientation that we also don't teach in our core. It wasn't on that. It was on the main homepage.
Yes, did you read it though?
Yeah.
Oh.
I just briefly read
it. I didn't find it concerning. It actually was more so helping parents, like, just understand, here's some statistics.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, like, you know, I'll pull that up.
I wouldn't be opposed to sending my kids to the site and having them root around. Those are the only two things that are not taught in the Eagle School District. Everything else is. It's,
yeah.
That's a way low number for the good information to be mm-hmm. on here.
Yeah, any other great information?
Yeah. And it's information. I mean, those two things that we don't teach them here, that it's still information that mm-hmm. kids want.
So pulled up is that teen, the sexual orientation part.
I like that it's directed toward parents. It's not talking to the kids. Mm-hmm. It's directed to parents.
So on the right when I went to teenhealth.com,
uh-huh.
right here it says teen sexual orientation.
Oh wow, I totally looked through this page several times and I did not even see that.
Yeah, so. There's just some things that like just because this profession just stand right out to me because of just making sure we're being careful on that.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Does anyone need more time on the site?
I think the majority of parents will be okay with this. I think there's a subset who will be uncomfortable. And that subset comes in dealt with at school board from time to time. And I think they'll find some. I'm not sure that that's going to change.
So.
I can't speak as a representative of works. I'm only one person, but as a parent, I'm comfortable with it.
You are comfortable, as I said? Okay. And that's why we love having parents on this board, because we need you. Yeah.
And a lot of those parents would probably opt them out of the discussion in the first place. You know.
Okay, so what do I say? It's not on my little cheat sheet to get someone to approve it. Do I just say, like,
yeah,
there's someone who's
they
like,
will move forward.
The website, teenhealth.com.
Thanks. Alright, we have another video. Sorry, you guys have been hit with these like pregnancy things because we just have teachers that are just so glad these committee is functioning so well and supporting teachers as we are supporting our students as well. So it's about 5 minutes video, and then that is the last video. I haven't had any more come in to go. So.
This is forced to approve to the classroom?
Yep. Sorry, where? Oh, I want it in preview window. Hold up. Sorry, I'm just doing that.
Just double click on it.
That's what I was trying to do. It just does this.
Right click it and open it in a new link.
Actually, just go back to it.
I'll just
click on it again.
Do the old way. I know there's way more shortcuts, you guys. Because you're all watching.
Yeah,
you're
all watching.
I know, because you're watching.
The human body is capable of many remarkable things, but none of which may be quite so incredible as the development of life in utero. Over 3 million babies are born each year in the United States alone. Worldwide, the highest fertility rate is found in Niger, where the average woman gives birth to approximately 6.49 children in her lifetime. Singapore sits on the opposite end of the spectrum at just 0.83, less than one birth per woman. While the number of births, customs, and traditions vary from culture to culture, the developmental process is essentially universal. Derived from the Latin word pregnantum, meaning before birth, pregnancy is the period in which the fetus develops inside the womb. Typically lasting around 40 weeks, human pregnancies are divided into three trimesters of 3 months each. Pregnancy begins in the uterus, where a sperm fertilizes an egg. If the sperm carries an X chromosome, the baby will become female, while a Y chromosome will result in the baby becoming male. The fertilized egg, or zygote, divides repeatedly as it travels through the fallopian tube, implanting itself on the uterine wall to form both the embryo and a specialized organ known as the placenta. Found only in eutherian or placental mammals, the placenta will manage waste and provide key nutrients, oxygen, and hormones via the umbilical cord. The brain, which will continue to grow and develop throughout the pregnancy, makes up nearly half of the embryo in these early stages. As the eyes, nose, ears, and mouth, along with all major organs, continue to develop in month 3, the baby will begin to look more and more human with each passing day. The second trimester lasts from weeks 13 to 27. The fetus will more than double in size during this time, and soon its movements may be felt by the mother. Hearing first develops around week 18, but the fetus will not respond to sounds outside of the womb until approximately week 25. Starting at week 28 and lasting up until delivery, the third trimester is a time for final touches such as eyelashes and taste buds. With most major development complete, the fetus will gain nearly half a pound a week. To make room for this rapid growth, the mother's internal organs adjust significantly throughout the pregnancy. Dropping lower into the pelvis, a fetus typically turns head down in preparation for birth. Most bones will have hardened by this time, so the skull will remain relatively soft to ease the delivery process. Labor is divided into stages, beginning with the dilation of the cervix and resulting in the delivery of both the baby and the placenta. Despite thousands of years of human pregnancies, scientific understanding has only recently begun to catch up, leading to an increase in success and safety for both mother and child. As our understanding of pregnancy continues to develop, so do technology and reproductive medicine, with much more in store for the future of pregnancy. Website, it's called Love is Respect.
org if you want to put it into the browser.
So is this intended for students or?
This is a teacher resource.
A teacher resource. Okay, because I do think this was on in one of our PowerPoints.
Mm-hmm, and we took it off.
And we took it off.
Yep.
Largely because of this heads up. And one of the concerns was, well, you know, it's giving a heads up to, hey, to exit quickly, come out of here, you know, and that seemed.
And it says, and remember to clear your history after visiting this website.
So.
But the website does have good information. I would not even approve it to put it on the agenda.
Right.
Just so you guys know. Right. Yeah.
Me too.
Yes. So, if you go to, it might be easier just to go from the hamburger thing on the side.
It happens over and over again. If you go to another place, then it says, leave the site safely, and you can click it. It seems to be really...
Right.
Focused.
So this one has more like warning signs of abuse, talking about how to set boundaries, and... It has emotional, physical, and digital, and conflict resolution. Anyway, so I'll give you guys a minute to go through that site. And if there is something you want to bring up, let's bring it up, and I'll pull it up on my screen. The teacher who brought this to me was more so the information coming from boundary setting when it comes to dating.
So when you say teachers use this, but kids don't, do teachers go in here and just, I mean, do they copy and paste, or they just get this information
right
they use, I mean,
it could be that way, like let's say I just pull up this emotional boundaries right here. Okay, this could be a checklist, right, of
the items they present to the students.
Yeah, like they wouldn't send students to this website, like even the state doesn't want necessarily that as well, because I remember a teacher when we were creating an online course, had this as one of the resources for an assignment, and a couple of us other teachers brought some concern, and so the state was like, yeah, we cannot have this as like teachers, I mean students going to this. But there is some content on there that I could see why they would want to.
How is that like distinguished of like, okay, this is okay for teachers to teach, use as resources,
mm-hmm.
but then teachers, I guess, no one have the knowledge of like, even though there's some curriculum things on here that are not okay to teach in the classroom, but we give them the green light to use this.
Right.
They know
so
which is
anything what's okay to teach is what we're told to teach on our standards.
Okay.
And So
green light on the website, not like, oh, then we can teach everything on it.
Yes.
We still have like a standard.
Yep.
For instance, we're still promoting abstinence. So you wouldn't go to like 5 tips for your first time. You know, that would be that would not be within our purview.
Right. Or even like where like Mayo Clinic's been approved to use, but we don't necessarily teach everything that Mayo Clinic might, you know. Share on
so
that.
So when you say approved to use, that's approved for a teacher to use.
Teacher resource. So on our approved list of resources that we turn into the state and that the teachers have access to, there's noted that this is for teacher resource only, not for students.
I'm comfortable with that. There's some interesting stuff on here that you'd want teachers to read and then figure out a way to translate it to kids.
Right, yeah.
What I like about this website too is it's got the section on supporting your child, which would be a nice follow-up with parents, because I think sometimes parents just don't know where to go for resources or how to approach these topics after they've been taught in class or before they've been taught in class or what. But having a resource to say, here's something that could help you in your conversations with your student to talk about far beyond what we talk about in class.
That's good. There's been some discussion with the Help Two teachers about having like a strand, I don't want to use the word newsletter, but like kind of like an info email that we send out, like, here, this is what we've been talking about covering on this strand. If you want a further conversation, maybe here's some tools to do. And so that has been actually our discussion, our last meeting, about maybe having a set strand email that we can just use from the and we were more so doing that to have conversation starters from home.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to show what it looks like via our approved list. So right here, once we leave the committee, it goes on to this, and then teachers have access to things that we have proved over the years. And so, like, right here we would have like a teacher resources where they could go to, and then we would put in like, this love is respect if this gets approved, and we'd put like, do not send students to this website. So we would like note very specific, because I don't think we should be sending students to this website. So that's being on the board, that's what I think. I don't think we should send, have this as like.
Do you ever have assignments that send kids out to find information, just to go find information? If they do, there's nothing that's going to prevent them from going to any of these websites anyway, right?
Right. But if you, like, you wouldn't even have known to go to this website. Like, I didn't even know about this website until it got introduced to me. So I think we also maybe don't even find a website if it's not introduced.
Yeah.
And so we're not introducing websites either. But like the Kids Help.
Yeah, they may find my, I guess maybe my point is they probably will find stuff a lot worse than what's on here.
Oh, yeah.
Right, if they go, I mean, I don't.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I just don't know what assignments that we would, I mean, that there would be to.
Yeah.
So when you talk about, yeah, the faculty can use this, but we don't direct students there, in my mind it's kind of like, I understand that for sure, but part of me is like, well, this seems to be maybe better information than what they would find otherwise. But.
Right.
But for these, for this unit, for health and lifestyle stuff, we generally aren't sending them out searching for things on their own.
Like assignments don't take them to find, to do stuff.
Yeah, not in
very specific where you'd be going.
That could get really bad.
Yeah, not in this unit. You have to be really careful.
I'll be honest, I do have them, but that's ones that have been approved, because in Health too, I have been like creating and designing, like when it comes to certain things, like, okay, here's, I just have like a wakelet, so they only get the information, use this to help you.
That's not an open search.
But it's not an open
search.
It's
already vetted.
Most kids aren't going to go look at, even at my college level, they're not going to go look at other, if you say, here's four websites to go look at, they're only going to go to those.
What? Yes, one, they're not going to do more.
They're not going to look anything more or anything different, so they're probably fine with.
They're looking to check off what's my must-haves on this assignment, but the websites I send them to, you know, will check those must-haves, so it's not like, and choose additional resources. Like, the resources already given.
Even at the college, if you said that, they still wouldn't choose additional resources.
Is this the only, like, what other resources do teachers have on this subject? Like, is there more than...
Go back to that list.
Oh, for boundaries?
Yeah, is that all of those listed up there?
There's really not, actually, yet. Like, we're going through... Some of the boundary stuff isn't... you don't have to go through a vetted process for that. But... because of some of the topics, we wanted to tie that in. Yeah. So I don't even think that's on the opt-in form, actually, isn't boundaries. So, but it is on several of our standards to teach. And that could be just boundaries as a human being, not necessarily targeted towards like an intimate partner. All right. Cool. Okay. Any more on the website?
All right. Does anyone want to approve that website, loveisrespect.org?
I motion to approve the loveisrespect.org website. Is that what I think?
All right. Okay. And then the last.
I should say, just for purposes of minutes, Lisa, that we haven't seen any dissenting votes on any of that for our committee. So,
okay.
Unless I'm misrepresenting what I feel I'm doing. Okay.
Okay.
He's still free to speak up. So that's
why
you're
also
here.
Interesting. I mean, most of the proposals to put this on have been from parents. That's a good thing for me to remember when something comes in.
Yep. And I'll also share here on my end, when teachers send me stuff, I look through it first, and there's been times where I've been like, no. Not very often, but I've even already shut it down before, you know, they come here. And again, that's not often, but.
I went back to that website after I got out of it and didn't give me that warning sign.
Oh, really?
So I wonder if you
went
the
second time.
Yeah. Oh, right. I wonder if you go on the second time after, you know, I mean, maybe if I turn my browser. And
well, it pulled up for me, and I've been to that website several times.
The warning came up on you.
Maybe yeah, when I pulled it up.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm curious behind that, if it's a funding thing, like you need to have that if we're going to continue funding your, I don't know.
I'll check tomorrow when I'm on campus to see if there's more inside that, yeah, might need a job, though, if I had that.
Just bring an exit out.
Yeah,
clear browser. Maybe they won't know.
All right. The Essentials Health Skills Curriculum book. Our books are very outdated, at least in my classroom. So this one has great information, but. So the access code, you had it up there, but...
Uh-huh, I'll pull it up.
Okay.
So a little history behind this textbook is it's meant to promote critical thinking and skills-based. And so everything's like almost scenario-based when they... with any content. So you'll see that when... See. No. Is it easier just for you guys
can
to
you
type that
like
in?
Cut and paste that whole thing into our.
The thing is, the agenda's not access to.
But it wasn't it in the email you sent us about the meeting?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it was in that.
Okay. Okay, you can just type it in. And so, what you're having access to is the teacher online resource that can be embedded into Canvas, strictly right into Canvas. So it's meant to be very teacher friendly, and almost like a done list and or more of a menu list when teachers want to use that.
Is this the high school one or the
this is for both middle school and high school help. We help teachers, we meet the second Monday, and I brought this to them. I had them go through this process that you're doing to see if we even wanted to introduce it to our meeting here. And a lot of the teachers said, oh, I would love to have these worksheets resource online already done. Obviously, I'll use things I have that I like better, but this could be a great secondary resource. So we're not... putting this for a primary resource where every health teacher will get this textbook in their classroom. But if teachers want to have this textbook, then they can work with their principal to purchase that for their classroom.
I have had one, this was at the end of last school year, Springville Junior High actually wanted, I was approached by the principal to say, hey, we might get a textbook. If I did, is this approved? Which it wasn't, so I told him we were going through this, but that's an example. They wanted that.
Are they thinking of just a classroom set? Yeah, or
like
a student?
Like a classroom set, just so
that kind of
actually even probably just the teacher resource online, you know.
That they would just use and then create their own PowerPoints
or
worksheets or whatever.
Or kind of both.
Do they use one now? It's just old?
Yeah.
Most don't use one.
They just get it just open source?
Yeah, I haven't used the textbook. I've used that Essex Most Important Decisions book as a resource, but I haven't used a textbook in my last, I started teaching 13 years ago. It's not my style of teaching.
Some teachers do.
But I think some people
Other teacher in my school will use them. I used to, if like the kids that opted out of sex ed, I would give them a textbook before I created my own curriculum on Canvas. But before, when I had a created new curriculum for the kids that opted out, I would use a textbook. And if one day all the computers shut down when the internet was down and I said, well, you can fill out this worksheet using the textbook. So we did that this year. We used our textbooks. But before that, I haven't used them in a few years.
And Maple Mountain doesn't have any, so I didn't even have any when I...
Yeah, we have them.
Well, part of it, some of the, I mean, we've seen a big shift in what's available in curriculum to more, like you said, scenario-based, not just, hey, now go fill up. Think of your old history book when you used to have to go find the vocabulary words, and it was just...
Minor.
Yeah, very minor, right?
And like, now, I don't remember anything from history.
Right? We now have resources that are a little more dynamic, I think, I would say, that you really promote critical thinking and problem-solving, that sort of thing. Would you say?
Oh, yeah. This is definitely that-based. So I'll pull up, let's see. Oh, another thing for this that we really liked is we are having an increased number of students who are Spanish only.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you, I've just seen a huge increase, and so this is actually really good, so we can still reach those students who are, you know, they're just still learning hello, you know, in English, kind of these basic things. I mean, as a principal, you've probably seen that increase. At Springville, we have at Maple Mountain. So I think this would be a good resource for our ESL students.
Were there any elements of these textbooks that made you nervous, or you thought that we could...
No, so there's two styles, and Jessica brought this up. So there's one that has more of an in-depth sex ed book, but they didn't even send that to me because it doesn't match our standards, where they do pull in like gender identity, things that are okay to teach in other states. But here, it's... not at all. So there was nothing in our textbook that...
You have a Texas textbook.
Texas textbook. So let's give you, let's kind of show you like...
So how do they purchase this by district or by class, by school, or who? If we approve it, do...
So our job here is to vet it to say, yeah, you can use it as a resource. So if a particular school wanted to buy like a classroom set or one for even all of their students, they could go ahead and do that. When we get to over $50,000, we have to go through an RFP process. I don't, and like what Mackenzie and Jessica were speaking, I think that a lot of health classrooms are more of a discussion-based format, so they don't generally just put a textbook in front of them. So it would be as a resource, not so much as the curriculum that they're saying, okay, start with chapter one, by the end that you're in chapter 10, you know, they wouldn't be using it in that way, generally speaking. So I will say a new teacher that doesn't have any curriculum developed, they may or may not, you know, they more likely will use a textbook resource more so than something that they find on their own, because they're a little nervous about, okay, am I hitting the right standards? Am I saying this right? The other thing that I think we have much more developed, especially having Mackenzie on board, is we've got our online, our framework website where teachers can go and find those vetted sources and use those, all of those things as resources as they see fit. So, and they can feel confident in doing that they don't feel like, ooh, I don't know, am I supposed to use this or not? And they've already got kind of the go ahead, this is okay. The committee has looked at this and you're in alignment.
Yeah. And this is just a pricing so you could see on kind of standard.
Is that per student or
per book probably?
I mean, for, well, if it's digital, I mean,
so,
it just gives you access?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a great question. They just actually gave this to me today. I've been asking it for a couple of weeks now.
If I had a class with 30 kids and I wanted to make it available to all of them, I'm just wondering how that's...
Like right. For that online, it looks like that you would buy five... Oh no! Content 6-year subscription. A 6-year. Oh, so it's a 4-6 years.
That might be per student.
I think it might be per student.
So if I got a classroom set, we'd have to see what we could work out. So if I, because most of these teachers are not going to want one for every student. Well, a lot of the times they'll have you buy something for your whole school, but I think.
Yeah, because it looks like for 30 students, that'd be $6,000.
Yeah.
No, well.
So,
no, wait a minute.
Well, about 200 a kid.
So,
and
yeah, I mean, it's.
So I'll ask them because I just got this today.
About 6,000 for a classroom.
Yeah, but to see what like the cost is in this tutor. Like if you just had an online teacher access to some of the, like the worksheets, what's that cost? Are we doing it per student? Or are we doing?
You would hope the digital textbooks would be cheaper than. Regular
looks like the printed textbooks a little more expensive. So anyways, so before I furthered with them, I wanted to see if we even wanted to approve this route and then I could go this route. Because then it's up to the principals if they're wanting to spend.
Because they want physical books in their classroom, not the online stuff?
No, they want the majority were wanting the online.
Okay.
Stuff.
Because you can access everything in that book right here that we're looking at, right?
Yep.
Yep. So all
you
this is
that stuff. You can do it that way.
Oh, you still have to
Yeah, you purchase.
So they still want their money.
Yep.
I know. I gotcha.
But if you do that online, it looks like you have access for 6 years.
Yes.
That's what it was looking like.
I know. I might be.
Which is usually textbook adoption. That's usually what we end up.
This is all interesting.
Yeah.
They would rewrite them and change
things. Just in case our anatomy changes it.
Yeah. That's how I felt at UVU, by the way.
You're talking evolution.
We're going to a lot of open source on UVU. That's we're not like a lot.
I was like a $300 book.
Yeah, it's many of our classes now are just open source. The faculty do the same thing that you did. Just go get information out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's no more bookstore on campus.
They don't.
No. It's a campus store, but not a bookstore.
It's
no
BYU's the same.
There's no books.
You're hard pressed to find a book in there.
Yeah. I found myself in there all the time.
We changed it. How long ago was that? 15 years ago?
13. I started teaching 13 years ago.
Everything's changed. We had a doctor's meeting today, and one of the doctors talked to us about ChatGPT and how he's using it and made us all realize that we're just going to go off. So we'll do that.
So here's kind of the example of, let's just say, healthy body image. I'm just going to click on here. You can click on the document. And there's a document for each lesson. I should probably have a relationships one. I don't know if I've opened Word ever. I use only Google.
Sorry, what? Who are you talking to?
You got the download Word on there?
Yeah, I think I did. I haven't used Word in a really long time. So it kind of has like the activity written down. So this is kind of how it is for each one.
I just read through the setting boundaries and dating and scenario of three different kids and what they did, and then like a group discussion, like how could they have used these five tools to better their scenario. Anyway, I love it.
That's great.
It's very interactive. I just use it as a resource to like enhance my teaching. I've looked through it and they have like quizzes at the beginning of each section, and I've changed that up and used it because I think it really I really like this. I went to a conference a few years ago, and they gave me the book. That's how I got this book. But I haven't. I think it's a great resource for teachers, like to add into, like to enhance discussions or add to slideshows. I don't think I get it for all my students, but I think it's a great resource.
Yeah, it's just this section. I'd like to go teach my four daughters.
I know how our children feel at home.
Yep.
As health teachers.
Their dad's a teacher, so they get it. Oh, he's a financial ed teacher. So is this a good money decision? Do you need this or do you want this?
I need one of those dads. All right, so any other thoughts or questions or things you want to know more about this? It's hard to, there's just so much information in the textbook to say, hey, read this section. So hopefully going to that website was helpful.
And this is on the RIMS list, yes?
Yeah.
I thought it was. So it's already been vetted at the state level, saying that it meets all of the...
I mean, I think it's fine. I think it's certainly up to the principals to try to mm-hmm. figure out whether they want to devote resources to that. That's going to be very reasonable.
We have a bunch of free ones they keep sending me all the time, so I feel like
you might have
2 years I'll have it for
everything. I'm surprised they didn't send you the other one. I don't know why they sent me the other one. It's a separate, just little pamphlet, but it talks about like
double
simulation
check my stuff.
And stuff, and I'm like, oh no.
No,
we're not going to be. There's actually other.
I would have remembered that, so.
No, yeah. It's a separate little one that came with it. Anyway, all right. Would anyone like to approve the textbook Essential Health Skills curriculum?
Yeah, I'll motion to approve the textbook curriculum. Essential Health Skills curriculum.
All right. That's it.
Yep, and then just the closing statement.
Okay, our next meeting is February 21st.
And can I just say before we close that, what we have noticed is that a lot of things come in at the beginning of the term, and so we had our couple of meetings at the beginning of the term, and then we canceled those ones in November and December because it's like, okay, we don't really have anything on there.
We're not going to have you come for 10 minutes.
Respectful for your time. So yeah. We'll kind of see the same thing. Mackenzie gets a lot of requests, then we'll go ahead and do that February meeting. If not,
yeah. So I'll let you guys know within a week advance if we're going to host a meeting. We just kind of find here at this time of year, a lot more get canceled. So, but we super appreciate you guys making the time and donating your time to come here. So.
Having covered all the agenda items, do I have a motion to adjourn our committee meeting?
I vote to adjourn. I
second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I knew I would say that one time, but thanks for being patient with me, everyone.
Doing great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
Yeah, we're just out of Tuesday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
For the agenda.
Yeah. I know. I was like, did she send me the agenda? I just opened it right then. I didn't even realize that link.
Yeah. Today, I
don't
like it.
I just go straight. I don't have like a printer. See, a couple days. So my texts were probably just like so bad.
I hope there'll be a lot more people.
Well, great.